السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, and verses 70 and 71. We say Jazakallahu Khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and our Riyaz Mota. And we say Barakallahu Fikum to Mawla Salim Kareem. There is some technical issue, but don't worry about that. The program will continue, inshallah, as normal, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 33, verses 70-71. These verses are read in Khutbatul Haja. Khutbatul Haja means when we're going to perform a nikah, then we read these verses, marriage ceremony, before the actual, you know, ijab, kabul, proposal, acceptance takes place, we read these verses. Before the Jummah khutbah, and we read these verses in the beginning. So therefore it is called the khutbah of need, the sermon of need. So see what Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah. Hey iman walo, oh you who have iman, who have faith and conviction, in 89 different places Almighty Allah has mentioned this. Yeto ala sabilil ikram wa takrim, to elevate us, honor us, Allah addresses us. And adopt the quality of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness. Carry out all the do's and simultaneously abstain from the don'ts. Now how are we going to inculcate this quality and imbue within ourselves this quality of taqwa and true piety? وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and speak the truth. Imagine how many of us just lie. It has become our taqiyah kalam. That's our habit. We don't even realize we are lying. And that is the sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. Ayatul munafiqi salat. That the hypocrites, their signs are three. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ, when they speak lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ, when they promise, they don't honor their promises. They break their promises. And وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ, they make khiyanat in amanat, they commit breach of trust. In Muslim Sharif it comes, وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ, another quality is mentioned. When they involve in a dispute argument, then they will speak French and German and Chinese and they will sway you with so many different terms and so forth. Allah protect us. So we must learn all these qualities. When we do that, yuslih lakum a'malakum. Almighty Allah will bring about amends in your actions. There will be deficiency in our actions, but Allah will compensate for that. Allah will give us tawfiq and ability to make amends and to compensate for that through His grace and mercy. Allah Jalla Wala created us as His masterpiece, and Almighty Allah wants us to be successful. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whosoever Almighty Allah, whosoever is obedient to Almighty Allah, وَرَسُولَهُ, and His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on this Mubarak day of Friday, 16 Shawwal, we should know the importance. You will not find a single verse in the Noble Quran Quran, and that is to show us ita'at, obedience to Almighty Allah. Immediately after that, you will find obedience to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many verses. Almighty Allah jalla wa ala teaches us, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Be obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. Obey Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember that Almighty Allah jalla wa ala is teaching us. Everywhere in the noble Quran you will see that. And you will see in the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah states, مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. We cannot be obedient to Almighty Allah unless and until we are obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at and refer to this verse, chapter 4, Surah Nisa. مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولِ. Whosoever is obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Then indeed is obedient to Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. Chapter 4, verse number 80. So very, very clearly it's enshrined in the noble Quran. وَمَنْ يُطِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed that person there will attain the supreme success. So those people who say they are Quraniyun, they only practice on Quran, and Allah forbid, they undermine the role and the mission and the message of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can they ever be Muslim? They'll be out of the fold of Islam. So it is our honor, our dignity, our salvation to obey Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and obey His injunctions and commandments, to love Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, all his honorable wives, his children and grandchildren. So we should know that. And that will be a means of supreme success. That is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us very, very clearly. So let us go now to the news, views and interviews. So we see that today it is the day number 203 of the Ghazwa genocide. And remember, today is 16 Shawwal in South Africa, in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak. It is the 17th of Shawwal, 1445. So see what they're saying now. Jewish students are no more safe there in Columbia University. Can you believe that? The universities in America, encampment is taking place. More and more universities. George Washington University, I visited it as well. And I visited some lecturers as well when I was there in Washington. So you find, you must remember that there also, and so many universities, that the students are saying, Viva Palestina, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Nobody can stop this revolution. Remember the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, the Americans, the Germans, the French, the British. Nobody can go and stop it now. The fragrance of Palestine is spreading throughout the world, whether they like Hamas or not. But remember that they all are standing firm and see the freedom for flotilla from Turkey. So all the technical issues are sorted out, but now it's the political issues. So Erdogan initially said, fine, you can go. But America is putting pressure. No, no, don't allow them. So America, 100% part and accomplice of this genocide and murder, remember, of our children, men, women, and innocent civilians, 40,000 plus minus. That is the figure we get from our own sources and so forth. So we, and more than 100,000 injured and wounded and so forth. So what do? They say, no. America says, we will send our own flotilla. this is a scam, you see, that you give your arms, billions and billions of dollars, material support, you give ammunition, you give ammunition, you give money and arms and what have you, and you give them some crumbs to the Palestinians and say, this is how we're helping you. The world is seeing your double standards and your hypocrisy, the white hegemony. Therefore, on this Mubarak day of Friday, you Muslimah, get your children and cry to Allah. Ya Allah, decimate America and destroy them and destroy Israel and all these haramis who are waging this war if there is no hidayat and guidance for them. Any country, any organization, any person who works in the interest against America, against Israel, whether he's Shia, whether he's atheist, or whether they kuffar like the Shia, we will support them. And that is our duty. So we should be knowing what to do and so forth. Students say we will continue protesting even after the arrest. Imagine these are peaceful protests and they're getting arrested in America. The whiteys are arresting their own white students, majority of them. Why are you pro-Palestine? And that is anti-Semite. Go to hell with this anti-Semite story of your people. And remember the Holocaust. That also one big fat lie, 6 million. Nothing there, 6 million. Main, you can just say maximum maybe it reached 1 million and so forth. Look at the Saunders, what he says. Saunders says, and this is the big senator there in America. He says that what Israel is doing in Gaza al-Mubaraka is mass murder. Saunders says what is happening now and the world is witnessing is mass murder there in Gaza al-Mubaraka. And go read there in Jazeera News that Israel should be declared a rogue state. Israel should be declared a rogue regime, rogue state. I told you a long time. So America is a rogue state. Israel is a rogue state. Britain is a rogue state. Why? Because they are the one who caused all this problem. If the Nazis attacked you, so why you have to attack the Palestinians? Go back to Europe and go attack the Germans. What you doing here, you squatters and invaders? So we all should be very clear on this issue. 155 people pass away and die in Tanzania. There will be many, many Muslims there. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Due to floods there. And remember that in Nigeria is always some funny things happening. More than 100 inmates escaped from the prison there in Nigeria. Saudi Arabia, boot-licking the Americans, boot-licking Israel and the West and bribing them up with everything. So 2034 World Cup, they got 10 years' time. And then the Saudi Arabian media, the Arab News, the Saudi Gazette says that they're well ahead for the 2030 Expo. We ahead of schedule and so forth. So this is the boot-licking. It's a pity, you know, our South Africans. And the Ummah, by and large, cannot read the Arabic language. If you go to Safa Marwa, you will see boards there. When I came last time, 2019, 2020, and that was the last time I performed Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, I saw it myself. Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Salaseen. And what is that? Vision 2030. Right in the Haram Sharif, the advertising there. You know what this 2030 is all about? The gays are welcome, the boyfriends and girlfriends are welcome, the laws of hijab and parda and all that are thrown away, alcohol will be freely available, and the gays can sleep in the hotel and no questions will be asked and so forth. This is modern Saudi Arabia, courtesy of MBS Murtad bin Shaitan the Harami. If any person puts him away, he'll get the greatest reward. You must remember that. He's mubah. He's a murtad. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Man battala deenahu faqtulu." When people changed the religion of Islam, they were Muslim, and then they chose something else, then capital punishment is applicable to him. Hadith upon him in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned. Don't lecture India. So that is what some Western politicians are telling America and others, that we are an independent state, and remember, they will take their own decisions. You know, there next to Gaza, they build a bridge, that pier. And they said from Cyprus and from here and there, you must remember that this will be the means of humanitarian aid coming in. This was the ploy between America and Israel to, you must remember, deport the Palestinians from there, out of Gaza al-Mubarakah. And this is America and Israel's ploy. You must not attack Iran, and Iran caused so much damage. Now the news is coming out. Scott Ritter has mentioned it. But nevertheless, that's a separate issue to Israel when they attack them. Scott Ritter say the damage was so much that they're hiding and they're just, you know, covering everything up, the Israeli apartheid regime. But be that as it may, so they want to use this as a camouflage. They will bring in, you must remember, some humanitarian aid and give the green light to Israel to deport Palestinians. All haramis. The Jutas are a cursed nation. Americans are a cursed nation, helping them in this genocide and so forth. So remember that the interest rates will get worse in South Africa. So you have to tighten our belts. Interest is totally haram and unlawful in Islam. One verse of the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِلَّا مْتَفْعَلُوا. If you don't abstain from the interest, giving, taking, witnessing, then فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This wa'id and warning is not mentioned for any crime in the Noble Quran beside interest. And thereafter, remember, in South Africa, hundreds of teachers, hundreds of nurses, hundreds of doctors, so many people who are qualified, but they can't get jobs because of the incompetence and the greater deployment of the government, and they're sitting at home. Can you believe that? You must remember. Money is being squandered on mobile showers and all that nonsense in Gauteng, and you got qualified personnel, professionals, and they're sitting at home. So that is the sad, sad situation. Today, 16 Shawwal in South Africa, Jumu'ah, the Istima will start there, the spiritual gathering in Lanesia, where thousands of brothers are expected from different places and countries. So all the brothers who can go, you should make yourself available. I'll be there tomorrow evening, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, at the Istima in Lanesia. Adhan today for Jumu'ah will be at 12:15, and according to the advert, I think the khutbah and the sermon will be the Arabic khutbah at around 1 o'clock. So, but they got a small note at the bottom, you know, and they say that there will be maybe some delay due to traffic and so forth. Definitely the traffic will be full there. But anyway, that is what they have announced. And remember, my programs, inshallah, Aziz, will be for Jumu'ah. We will be there in the Westworld Jami Masjid with Mawlana Zakir Jadwati, Mawlana Ahmed Mohammadi, the president of Jamiat Natal, and them are there. So 12 o'clock Adhan, and say 12:05 or so will be my talk to 12:35. So say half an hour, inshallah. It will be live on the radio Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then tonight, inshallah, after Isha, we will be there. And we will be there Isha time, inshallah, in the Shell Cross Masjid, Quwwatul Islam Masjid, and where Mufti Shu'aib Patel is. Jamaat Salat is 7 o'clock. So inshallah, we'll be there on time. And inshallah, Aziz, that is our program. And the interview, 8:30 to 9 today with Mawlana Zahid Khan, is Mawlana Mufti Aku, inshallah, with Mawlana Zahid Khan. And remember, we will connect with Makkah, South African time, at 11:20 or so, inshallah, Aziz, because you know Saudi are 1 hour ahead of us. So today it will be around 12:20, and here in South Africa, 11:20. Today is Jumu'ah Friday, abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-Jumu'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever you are. And we are here for the Hajj program, Hajj Umrah Ziyarat. So inshallah, all those brothers, sisters going for Hajj, remember that daily perform 2 rakat salat, nafil salat, voluntary, and read Surah 2, verse Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh my beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, and Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara will be included obviously before Hajj, after Hajj, whatever is easy, and forgive us, we are not deserving to come there, we are sinners, we are transgressors, but out of your grace, your mercy, your benevolence, you extended this invitation to us, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Innaka Anta Tawwabur Rahim, and verily you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. MashaAllah, yesterday I met my Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, spent an hour at his residence, met my family, Danish Bingo, and inshallah I have Mona Ismail Kareem, my nephew, here. He will pose the questions to me, and I will, these are the questions that I haven't seen any of them, which normally our Mona Salim Kareem asks. So now, mashallah, that they have sent the questions, yeah, because there's some technical, you know, every time something happens, you know, it's live radio. But Allah sent our Mona Ismail Kareem, yeah, he's our Waliullah, and my secretary in Durban, he'll pose the questions, and then I will answer it, inshallah al-Aziz. We have about 25 minutes, Mona Ismail, right till 6 o'clock. So inshallah, you pose the question, sharp shoot, and we will answer it, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Prophet Sahib, who are the organizers of the Ijtima, and is it a good thing to attend?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I always say, when people ask me about Ijtima and about the Tablighi gatherings, that you should go study the work of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. In English, the work by Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, our honorable teacher, he gave me permission of hadith, mashallah, in Medina Munawwara once we met there. So we met several places, but the one we met there, that once in Medina, then he gave us permission, mashallah, written permission with his signature and so forth. So nevertheless, remember, he wrote the book in Urdu, Arabic, English, and various copies are printed and millions of copies distributed. The life and mission of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. If you study the life history of Maulana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, you will find that he passed away in the year 1944. So today we are in 2024. So now 80 years ago he passed away. He started his work of Dawat and Tabligh in the year 1925-1926 there from Delhi in Mewat and the surrounding areas. So if you count that, you will see that that is 100 years ago Islamically. I have traveled so many countries in the world. There's no Darul Uloom, there's no Sheikh, there's no Maulana, there's no Madrasa. Nobody can say that they did the work, you must remember, of the Tabligh Jamaat locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. So therefore, even if you are not active, but you must always give people tarheeb and encouragement that the man should attend this. Millions of people, not thousands, millions of people have changed their lives around. Go and see South America. When our Arab brothers, sisters, children went 100 years ago, 70, 80 years ago, they just assimilated with the public there. No mosque, no masajid, no infrastructure. They got married, they stayed with those women, and illegally, and they became non-Muslim. Not non-Muslim, murtad. They left Islam completely. They even forgot the Arabic alphabet and so forth. Allah Azza wa Jalla chose the some families and some ulama of South Africa, Jazahumullahu Khaira, and this year alone, that our families and our huffaz, our ulama, this year Ramadan, which was just 1 month ago, 70 plus ulama hafiz went to Venezuela and to Chile and to Argentina and Uruguay and Paraguay and where they went to go perform Taraweeh. And then the work of Dawat reaches its pinnacle. How many times I went, so I know what we are talking with the help and mercy of Allah. So my brothers, even if you are critical of the Tabligh Jamaat, you have to look at the consequences. That how many people that they prevented them to becoming murtad and leaving the fold of Islam. They entered the fold of Islam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ حَاسِمْ. Do you know the incident of Hazim? I just relate to you one story. When I was there in Venezuela, so I used to hear madrasa to Hazim. I said, who's this Hazim? He said, the family is in Valencia. Family, when all the turbulence took place in Palestine in 1947-48, the Jutlas Haramis murdered, massacred the Palestinians and so forth. So this family, around 1950, they left. And they hardly had anything. But Allah Jalla Wala gave them not thousands, but millions and millions of dollars. So many shops and factories. The brothers all got their independent private jets. But they got so engrossed in the world and the dunya, they don't even remember the musalla, the color of the musalla in the masjid. So far they went away from deen. But when the Tabligh Jamaat from India, Pakistan used to come, this youngster, 18, 20 years old, used to make sit khidmat and serve them. His parents used to object. These are non-Arabs. We are Arabs. What they can teach you? He said, no, but they're good people. Then Tablighis, they won't leave you. They told Hazim, now you have to come 3 days. He said, I'm ready. And I'm musta'id. I'm ready. Then 40 days, I'm musta'id. His parents upset. When he said he's going 4 months, his parents had finished. We cut off ties with you. But he was sincere. He was crying, begging Allah. Lo and behold, he went. He entered the Kaaba Musharrafa. He came to South Africa. I didn't meet him. So I landed up there. I met his father, Abdul Hamid. And first thing, he knew I came to meet him and the sons, you know, and 3 sons I met. So that he was weeping and he showed me on his cell phone, this is my Hazim, you see. 22, 23 years old. Hazim now is married. He's reconciled with his parents. His wife, they had one daughter. And now his wife is expecting the second child. He's going to the masjid. He told his wife that I will pick you up. We're going to go to that nikah after Isha. The masjid he was going to is called Masjid al-Aqsa in Valencia in Venezuela. I went there. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Lo and behold, Qudratullah, in the prime of his life, 22, 23 years old, accident, and he passes away. He was the only person in the car. So in his car. So now one brother is in Paris, one is in London, one is in New York, enjoying life and what, you know, wine, dine, swine, whatever. They were far from deen. When they came in Venezuela, somebody passes away, 10, 20 people will come maximum. Hundreds of people coming and everyone crying. The brothers asking them, why are you crying? He say, Hazim taught me how to perform wudu. Hazim taught me how to use the miswak. Hazim taught me how to read 2 rakat salatul hajj. Hazim taught me this hadith. That was the turning point in their life. And then they made intention, this one family from Palestine, Palestina. So that's how they call it there. So remember, they said, every country we will take over and be multi-billionaires now. We must give one madrasa. And the condition, madrasa to Hazim. They didn't change a country. They changed the face and the landscape of one continent, South America. And that is qissa to Hazim. How one youngster inspired the world and inspired this barakah of Tabligh Jamaat. How can we ever? Yes, shortcomings they have. We all have shortcomings. I have billion shortcomings. But the work itself, there is no better work in the world, in any part of the world, than the Tabligh Jamaat. So remember that we must promote it, advocate it, wherever Ijtima takes place, whether in Kempertown in October, whether in Lens, whether in Amanskral, wherever it's taking place, whether in Turkey or wherever else. So we must, if it's Tablighi Ijtima, we must encourage it, inshallah.
Mr. Saab, can a lady take part in a war? Example, it is a war in South Africa. Can she become a soldier in the army?
Well, alhamdulillah, we had that question yesterday and I gave you the answer. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afala nujahid, can we not go and participate in battles and wars and combats? There's so much reward and great reward. They had that walwala, they had that zeal, enthusiasm, they're looking for thawab and reward. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha and the women, and this is the law for all times and all places, jihadu kunna al-hajj, fala qitala fi. When a lady goes for hajj, now you're going to go for hajj in May or June or whenever, so remember that in a case like this, there was going to happen, you will get the reward of hajj and you will get the reward of jihad or fighting in the path of Allah. Although, literally, you will not be fighting, but you will get the reward, remember that. And we men only receive the reward of hajj and pilgrimage, but not qital. So your reward, my sister, is much more and double the amount. That is the benevolence, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has given each one of us different roles. But these haramis, these shaitan in human form, the awlad of Iblis and Lucifer, they want to change and destroy the family structures. So therefore, they brought about Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, transgender. So all these things now in your schools, from primary level, where your children are 6, 7, 8, they want to teach them that you can have two fathers and two mothers and masturbation and all that, to destroy that innocence of theirs, and they must become Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Satan. So therefore, we all need to wake up and object on all these crazy bills that they're introducing in South Africa. Muslim, non-Muslim, all of us. We must raise our voices and teach the ANC a huge lesson. And the DA who are haramis, it's haram to vote for them, for the DA. So for us as Muslims, so teach them all a lesson. If you want my advice, we must bring the ANC to less than 50% nationally, and we must bring the DA less than 50% in Western Cape. May Bhutas and my sisters, the Western Cape, Yalamutni DA votni. Hai votela, lo, DA, mama. So don't vote for them. The haramis of the first order, supporting the rogue apartheid regime of Israel.
My mother read Fajr Salah. She read her father's first ten as Sunnat. What must she do?
So, Mama, what you did? You read your first Salat and then Sunnah. What, you were eating cook sisters or what, my sister? So now you must repeat that Salat again, that first Salat, to be on the safe side. So you must read your Sunnats. Now you read, so that is done. And, but now repeat your first Salat, so you do things in tartib. Our is tartib means sequence. So Islam teaches us we must fulfill our duty with beauty. Look at the Quran Sharif. Every verse, if you just look at it, it's called ayah, a sign, a symbol of a nishani of Almighty Allah's Qudrat and His manifestation of His power. Chapter 3, verse 31. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us, chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, fattabi'uni, you must study philology, history. When you have a cow and that cow gives birth to the calf, that is called tabi'ah. So how the calf follows the mother every hook, nook and corner, we have to follow Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all walks of life. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will get forgiven. Imagine such a win-win situation. Today Jumu'ah. Did you read Surah Kahf? من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf, Allah Jalla Wala will bless him with radiance, effulgence and nur from one Friday to the next Friday. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Did we read abundant Durood Sharif last night, today? أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Increase the quantity of of the greatest gift for the greatest of Allah's creation on the greatest day of the week, that is salawat, durood, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Death is inevitable. Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr. Hadith is sahih, authentic in Tirmidhi. Allah gives death on a Friday with Iman, with Islam. Allah will protect that person from the torment, punishment, chastisement right till the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice. So many things we can do, but who is there to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? So therefore, my sister, always do things in the proper order, not as we want to. It's like people making Sa'i, Safa, Marwa first, and then they go make Tawaf. So it's not valid that. So if you did that, you must perform, your tawaf is done, but your sa'i you have to repeat. So yeah, also just repeat it to be on the safe side. Do our duty with beauty, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, there was no Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbali, Maliki at the time of Rasulullah. So who told us to follow them?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed the Quran Sharif on Mustafa sallallahu. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala told us to follow that the Quran Sharif. And what do we see Quran? The word ittiba. I just gave you just now. So go read, I'm giving you references. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us chapter 40. So remember that verse 7. Wattaba'u sabilaka. The angels, the malaika, the farishta, they're making dua for me and you. Those people who are following your path, your commandments, your instructions and injunctions. Ya Allah, you forgive them. Waqihim adab al-jahim. And protect and save them from the punishment of the hellfire. Chapter 40, verse 7. Follow, imitate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 3, verse 31. I just read the verse for you now. Fattabi'uni. So yuhbibkumullah. And you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, and Allah forgive your sins. So that's two. Chapter number 9, verse number 100. Follow who? The Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. The first and the foremost among the Sahaba, male, female, whether it is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, whether it is Siddiqa, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, and all of them. So we must follow all of them. So that's what the Quran is saying. But follow them bi ihsan, with sincerity, with love and respect and so forth. Chapter 9, verse 100. Allah is commanding us. Then you ask about the imams. You ask about the awliyaullah, the pious people, special friends of Allah. Go read Quran. Chapter 31, verse 15. And what is there? وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Every one of these verses, I mentioned the word ittiba, to follow immaculately is mentioned. So remember, follow the path of those who turn towards me. Allah Jalla Wala selected them, and they left a legacy, and that is for us, remember, to follow them. Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, who was born in Ghazza al-Mubarakah, and his father passed away when he was 2 years old in Ghazza. After the mother's iddah, the family migrated and they came to Makkah. His first teacher was an African teacher, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. He becomes Hafiz at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he by Hajj Mu'atta of Imam Malik. At the age of 13, he's teaching lessons in the Haramul Makki, Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 15, the same teacher is so impressed, oh Muhammad bin Idris, you are a genius. He gave him verbal and oral permission, go, ajaz alhu bil ifta. He said, go and start issuing verdicts and fatawa. Does Imam Shafi'i, you ask me, my brother, what is all this? Listen to the answer of this great erudite and great profound scholar statement, what he said. Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'imma. whatever the Imams have said, sharhul li sunnah, is an elaboration, explanation of the sunnah and the nabawiyya, teaching, preaching of the Master, alayhi salam. وَجَمِيعُ مَا تَقُولُهُ السُّنَّةِ, and whatever is in the sunnah and nabawiyya, the teaching, preaching of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, شَرْحٌ لِلْقُرْآنِ, is an exposition, an explanation of the noble Qur'an. Qur'an said, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Quran said, today, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكَرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُ الْبَيْعِ. Chapter 62, verse number 9. Quran says, the Adhan goes for his Adhan, so hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. Leave your business, go read Jumma Salat. How must we read? So the explanation comes there in the Sunnah. And the further explanation comes by the honorable Imams. Go open Kitabul Janaiz, the chapter on funerals. Go study the statement of Imam Shafi'i. قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله الفقهاء أعلم بمعاني الحديث. These jurists and scholars who gave their lives, they understand the real true meaning and the profound meaning of the Ahadith Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Iftisar is aqiqah incumbent on a new Muslim.
Aqiqah means that our Mawlana Ismail Kareem is married 15 years. 17 years, no children, he's following my sunnah. So Allah bless him and his wife, mashallah, with a handsome, pious boy and a handsome or a beautiful, pious, attractive girl, mashallah, and a daughter. We make dua for them. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ, and it's not difficult for Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So now, Mawlana Ismail Kareem is sitting here with me, okay? So now why? You want to know about aqiqah. So now let's say his wife gave birth today. Today is what? Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So on the seventh day, so seventh day you calculate, next week Thursday. So baby boy, two goats or two sheep you slaughter. Baby girl, so one goat or one sheep you slaughter. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, to whom we referred to and allude to the two just now, what he said, this is min al-adab, the etiquettes. Look at what genius they were. He said, O Ummah, I am telling you, Shafi born 150 in Gaza, 199 from Iraq, he moved to Cairo, Egypt, and then he passes away there in the year 204. Only 54 years old. But when we ask his student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his greatest celebrated student, give us one sentence of his Shafi'i, the genius. He said, a Shafi'i ka shamsi li dunya, how the sun comes and illuminates the world and we all take benefit. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i was the shams, the spiritual sun, S-U-N, and what he did, what is knowledge, what is taqwa, what is piety, he left such a legacy, we all will reap the benefit. Imagine. So these were the giants of Islam, you must remember. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said that today, for example, you're slaughtering the goat, sheep, and what have you, for your baby daughter, baby son. So don't go and make it small, small slices. Leave it big, big chunks. Why must we leave it big, big chunks, O Imam al-Shafi'i? He said, tomorrow this is tafa'ul, to take a good omen. You don't see your son and daughter, that their limbs are one body, one hand here, one leg there, one does accidents and so forth. But for the martyrs, it's very good it happens like this. Tomorrow, every limb will speak. We gave our life for you, Ya Allah, in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. And Ya Allah, accept our du'as. And let this be the ending and the decline and the finishing up of the Zionist apartheid terrorist rogue regime of Israel and their supporters, America, Britain, France, Germany, and all this crazy lot. So you see, Allah accepts the ma'soom children's du'a. You embrace Islam, my brother, my sister, your age is 20, 40, 50. So should you make aqiqah? Yes, according to Hanafis, you should perform aqiqah. But according to Shafi'is, if you're a male, you slaughter two goats or two sheep. If you're a female, one goat or one sheep. According to Hanafis, and we will encourage you to do that. And if you are Shafi'i and so forth, they say no. Why Imam Shafi says, "Wala aqiqata ba'd al-bulugh." Once you obtain the age of puberty, maturity, then there is no aqiqa. Allah bless you, my brother, sister, who embrace Islam and always read the dua. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Oh Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people and your devout servants. Last question, Mawlana Ismail Kareem. From Mawlana Salim Kareem, we went to Mawlana Ismail Kareem. Damat Barakatuh.
Uftisab. If a person drives over speed limit and meets an accident and passes away, is he a shaheed?
Subhanallah, today is Imam Shafi'i's day. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah taught us. When I say Imam Shafi taught us, that's obviously we born 1,000 years after him. So when we read his books, go read Kitabul go read Ar-Risala, go read Ikhtilaful Hadith. We have all these books of Imam Shafi, the genius he was. So Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah mentioned one great law. See, I left Johannesburg and I came here to Durban. MashaAllah, to deliver lectures, to inform the people about Hajj and Umrah and Ziyarat in Medina, and thousands of people benefit, you know. So like that, you can see that how many people send us messages and they're benefiting and so forth and so on. So Allah's help, nothing we can do, it's all Allah's help, so you must remember. So it's a good journey. So now we read Qasr Salat. So at the airport on Wednesday, me and my wife, we read Qasr Salat. 2 rakats, I am the Imam and she's behind me. Al-Imam Shafi'i say, An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. You're going to meet your girlfriend, boyfriend, soccer match, cricket match. You're going from here to Cape Town, England, and going here and there, London, Spain, New York, for haram purposes, casino and golf and all that. So you can't be reading Qasr Salat, shortening the prayer. You can't make Jama'ah Baina Salatain. You can't combine the Salat. That is the verdict. Now apply that usul. This person driving like a Medcap 200 and so forth, he meets up with an accident and then he passes away. Is he shaheed? No, he's not shaheed. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. The bounties of Allah cannot be obtained via vices and sins. A person go rob a bank. The police shoot him. What happened to our brother here in Vellum? The crooks came last week Friday, take his garage. They didn't know he's there. And the security systems were all put in place. There was a tip-off. And they caught the one guy and put a bullet through him and sent him to hell. He says he's a Muslim. Example, he's shaheed. Hasha wa kallan. When you're involved in halal activities, not haram activities, not shaheed. May Almighty Allah bless all of you. Jazakallah khair, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, Riyaz Mota, and we Ainum Slanga. And inshallah, 12 o'clock azan day in Westwell Jummah Masjid, Jami Masjid, where Mawzakir Jadwat is, inshallah. And tonight, 7 o'clock, shall cross. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.